And now, ladies and gentlemen, time now for more trivia on WCHL. I'm Ron Sutz, along with Freddie Kiger. Such a pleasure. Such an exciting part of the day.
Well, thank you so much, and it's a pleasure to be here. I'd like to thank WCHL and for all who are
listening
to making this an exciting, a wonderful experience, allowing us this stage to entertain and to educate.
See, Freddie doesn't get out much.
No,
so this is one golden opportunity to do something meaningful in life.
Yeah, before I go back to the rack monster.
Yeah, before he goes back home and goes to sleep. And I would probably be doing the same thing if I had the opportunity.
Yeah,
but
well,
he's a well-rested individual. He's also a well-respected man.
Well, I hope so. I try.
Yeah.
Try to be good to people. Trying to be good. You ready for today?
Yes.
Dogs.
Dogs.
In the White House.
Dogs in the White House.
And that would not be a figurative term. We're talking literally dogs in the White House.
Yeah, we have had some dogs in there.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Too bad there's not a lemon law.
No.
And we won't drop any names.
No, not me.
No. Dogs in the White House. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
George Washington had 12.
12 dogs?
12 dogs. But, of course, there was no White House yet, but he had 12 while he was president. Calvin Coolidge had 11.
Wow.
Silent Cal had 11. So dogs have been a presidential fixture. So if Jimmy Carter's dog was aptly named Grits,
yeah,
and George H.W. Bush had Millie, what was the name of Bill Clinton's Labrador Retriever?
Oh, man. I thought you were leading up to that.
Ah. So if Jimmy Carter's dog while he was in Washington, D.C., was aptly named Grits,
right,
and George H.W. Bush had Millie, what was the name of Bill Clinton's Labrador Retriever?
Wow. I don't think I know the answer to that. I can't remember.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Were you talking about...
He didn't call him Elvis.
You want to know what Bill Clinton's...
What's Bill Clinton's dog? His Labrador Retriever.
Was that... That wasn't Millie.
George H.W. Bush.
Okay. I don't think I know.
Buddy.
Okay, that would make sense.
Buddy. He was a male chocolate-colored lab and was one of the two pets owned by Clinton, the other, Sox, the cat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And for the record, Buddy and Sox didn't get along.
Okay.
They had to keep the two in separate rooms. I wonder if Buddy was Democrat and Sox was Republican.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Who knows, right?
He beat me to the punch. You beat me to the punch. You beat me to the punch. Yeah, that's cool. That's a great question.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's recent history.
Yeah.
Doggone it.
What was Bill Clinton's brother's name?
I don't know. You're thinking about Jimmy Carter's brother?
I mean, Jimmy Carter's brother is Billy.
Billy, yeah, because remember had Billy Beer.
Billy Beer.
So,
man, that guy was kind of a buffoon, wasn't he?
Well, he was out there.
Yeah, he was. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and I'll see you tomorrow.
It's been more of a pleasure than you can possibly imagine.
I'm going home to the rack monster.
All right, buddy. Thank you.